What do you see in these labor management partnerships right now? How are they doing?
I think they're doing pretty well, actually. It took us a while to get things going after the executive order was signed, but I'm pretty pleased generally with the progress that's being made across many of the federal agencies.
What kinds of issues are you seeing these partnerships dealing with primarily?
I think it's a whole a variety of issues. There's a lot of the forums that are starting to deal with changes in the organizations of agencies. They're involved in a lot of reorganizations of staff. There are other issues that are being dealt with in terms of, like, consolidation of space. I know, like, in GSA, Government Services Administration, they're looking at doing some major consolidation of their lease space and moving thousands of employees into their headquarters building. And,
mm-hmm.
and the Labor Management Forum has taken that on as an issue, for example.
What are some areas where maybe these partnerships are not working right now, but you think there's some potential for them to have some valuable input?
Well, I mean, I think it really depends on the individual partnership or labor management forum. We do have I think it's a fair statement to say that probably our forums that are working the best are forums that have been in existence for the longest period of time, because you have to understand that for many agencies, these labor management forums and partnering and collaborating with between labor and management is kind of a new way of doing business. We did have that type of relationship in many of our agencies under President Clinton and his executive order that came out on partnership, but a lot of those partnerships went away when President Bush was elected because he rescinded the executive order and many of the federal agencies decided to do away with those partnerships. So we're back now where we have a lot of agencies that have these labor management forums, and a lot of the managers and the union folks at the table are new faces from since we last had partnership, and so it's a matter of sort of having to work through the relationship building before a lot of substantive business is able to be done.
What was the response generally when the executive order went through and these first started to ramp up again, as you mentioned, after being out of operation for a while? What was the response that you and your union colleagues found from management when you started them up?
I think it was across the board. We had several agencies that saw this as a really good opportunity to help improve communication with labor, to help get labor on board, helping them to solve the problems in their workplace. There were other federal agencies that seemed to sort of drag their feet and not really want to engage right away in discussions on getting these councils up and running and putting together charters for the councils and kind of, you know, standards for operating the council, how we're going to do business, what kind of business we're going to do, what type of issues we would talk about. So it's really kind of from, you know, very receptive to not so receptive.
If I'm a member of management at an agency and I'm going to become involved with one of these for the first time, what's your advice to me from your side of the table as to what I should do or how I should approach it to make it successful?
I think there's a couple of things. I think that all of the parties, all of the individuals that are involved in getting these labor management forums up and running, it would be time well spent for them to look at taking some training together to find out exactly what the executive order says, what the intent was, how to go about setting these labor management forums up. What kind of things they should be talking about, what's on the table, what might be off the table, and to have those discussions. The Federal Labor Relations Authority and the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service has developed some very good training for both labor and management members of these forums that they can jointly take together. That's one excellent source. And I think, you know, just general training on improving communications and relationship building is important because this is really sort of a new way of doing business for a lot of folks.